Back on Monday, the WASDE report came out, and we have Kim Anderson here to go through the numbers and what all was in the WASDE report this year.
I don't think there were any surprises in the report. You got record world wheat production at 25.9 billion bushels. You got a record U.S. corn crop. Now, it was less than the market analyst had expected at 13.76 billion bushels. Corn ending stocks were at 1,840,000,000, slightly less than expectations. And wheat ending stocks for next year were projected to be 551 million bushels, which was relatively the low. You look at what's happened in the world on those reports over the last couple months. I think they've been all positive price-wise, maybe a little negative for corn, but not much, but definitely positive for wheat.
Okay, so those pluses and minuses can mean different things for different people. What does that mean for the markets right now?
Well, the market reaction was like they expected those numbers. Now, they weren't, didn't meet the pre-release expectations, but there wasn't much market reaction. Corn prices did get hammered down. They recovered a little bit from that. Wheat just ho-hum and just continues to waller around. Still above for wheat, right at the support level, but staying just barely above it. And we're watching that for the December contract.
Okay, you were talking about corn. There's still a lot of corn and sorghum in the fields across Oklahoma. What should producers be thinking about right now?
Well, I think they should be thinking about relatively low prices. You can look at the corn and sorghum prices. They're significantly lower than they were last year. With the massive production of free feed grains, I don't think prices are going to recover very much.
Okay, now producers are thinking about planting canola and wheat in the next couple months. What do you think the prices are going to be like in June of 2014?
That's a long ways out and a lot can happen, and I'm betting on a relatively large wheat crop next year. You got tight wheat stocks, so the wheat price could be in that $8 to $8.50 range. I'm predicting $6 for wheat. I think we're going to definitely have supply. We're going to have a relatively large crop. With canola, looking at what's happening in canola markets in the July 14 canola contract, about $9.60 for canola.
Okay, there we go. We'll see how it turns out. Kim Anderson, Extension Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.